I wish I could strike a pose, Madonna. I wish I could. So, you know, there are some people that just are super photogenic and some people that aren't. And I don't know if people who are photogenic have worked on it.
Yeah.
And then that's why they're as good as they are. Because it just is unnatural to me to actually look nice in front of a camera. I have to work so hard at it. And what I've noticed is lately, as I've gotten older, I'm guessing this is what it is, or have I changed the way I put my makeup on or something? My eyes completely disappear in photos. What? They're gone.
Why?
So we were at the Kenny Chesney show, yeah, right? And I had a cool opportunity to get photos taken with, like, Kenny and some of the other stars that were on stage. The only pictures that look nice are the ones with my glasses on, because otherwise, it's like there's nothing between my nose and my hairline. It's just flesh.
How do you even know? How did you discover this? Like, when?
I looked at the pictures.
No, but like, how long ago?
You know, like, probably the last year or so. You know, and I'm not the kind of person that's going to put on the false eyelashes, because I will poke myself. It's just such a hassle. Yeah. But I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing something wrong, well, and I need to fix it.
Well, don't feel bad, because I don't know how to smile. I can't smile in pictures at all.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite. Aww.
But
and smiling,
like,
is your favorite.
Yeah, it is my favorite, but what? Like, I can smile, but once a camera's in front of me, I have that awkward, creepy, like, did someone just smell my fart?
Oh, no.
That reminds me of Chandler from Friends. He can't smile in front of camera either.
It's weird.
And you have such a nice smile, too.
I know, but I've noticed that in pictures. I thought you were always doing that to be silly.
No. Well, sometimes, like... Like
you'll do kind of like a pose.
Like I do a creep face. Like, yeah. Hey. No, but before shut your lips. Your lips.
I'll bet Shannon's perfect at it, though, because she's grown up in a digital age.
Yeah.
Smiling, I can smile, but I blink in every picture. And it's even funnier with the live photos.
Oh, right.
Because then it's like my eyes are open, and then when it snapshots, they close. Every picture I blink in.
Why does that happen?
I don't know.
I feel like that's something you should just, when you're in front of the camera, never blink. Just always keep your eyes peeled.
I've just done it so much that now my body is just, like, used to it. And yeah. I'm like, don't blink. Oh, man, I blinked.
We call you A. Blinkin'.
Oh, that's good. All right, so XTU Nation, is there a trick? Do you have a trick for always looking great? Or maybe you notice that someone else always looks great in front of the camera. We would love your tips, because we all have our own issues here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so talk to us. But we do have a natural beauty on the line with us right now. You hear her every afternoon on 92.5 XTU. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
The most beautiful girl in all the world.
Oh, I feel the same about you. Congratulations on the Gracies, by the way. So awesome on Wednesday.
Thank you. So, Nicole, you were with me for much of the last several days, and we had a lot of photos taken, like Kenny Chesney, and then yesterday at the Gracies. And what I've realized about myself is that somehow along the line, my eyes have disappeared when I get photographs taken.
Yeah, I don't know how to smile with my mouth open showing my teeth. Thanks. I just have this, like, stone face, like, hi.
But you never take a bad picture, ever. You always look stunning in your photos.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. That's very, very sweet. When you think about it, we used to always take photos. Back in the day, we had the Polaroid cameras and the digital cameras. It's just, I feel like it's more prevalent. It's much more of a thing now with social media. So I feel that, like, the whole concept of, like, feeling comfortable in front of the camera is definitely something people are more aware of now.
Right, because I would say, A, because, sure, we were able to take photos before, but we didn't ever have to show them to anyone. And now
exactly.
It's like, unless you post a photo of something on social media, it never really happened.
Exactly. And I will say, I you know, obviously so nice. I always been a ham.
No.
However, I look very weird when I don't smile. So, like, you know how there's models and there's, like, Instagrammers who, like, do the whole, like, smoldering look? I can't do that look.
No, neither can I. Neither can I.
Yeah.
We're similar that way. Yes, because we are just genuinely happy people. I think that when you suck that happiness out of us, we're just a shell of ourselves.
It just, I try really hard, but it just, like, never works. And so here's what it is. When it happens, a lot of times people get very insecure, right? Like self-confidence is basically the driving force behind everything people are, right?
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people feel insecure about themselves. And so they don't know, they almost try to force it. And so that's why I really feel like when you laugh and you have joy, it's your natural state. So for a photo, you try to think of something that makes you laugh or that brings you joy, because what that does is like it not only relaxes your mouth and like makes you smile, but then it also helps glisten your eyes, right? So it looks like you have the joy in your eyes.
Yes. Nicole, you are a godsend. Thank you so much.
Love your show.
Thank you, Nicole. I would not have known all these things. So we have been getting tips throughout the morning, which has been fantastic. Shannon just did a little video shoot with us, mm-hmm. Where Donna, you kind of coached me through some of the tips that we got. If you check out the Andy Summers Show Facebook page or Instagram, you'll be able to see some of those. I am terrified because I have not seen them.
No, you look amazing.
Do I?
It's a digital world and you're a digital girl.
That should be a song.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.